This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you, Sabrina, for the news. It is 12.03, coming up to 12.04. This is Enterprise Biz Bytes. I'm Rich Bradbury in the studio with...
Audrey Raj.
I'm Vinnie Raj.
And, of course, our producer is Christine Wong. We will be with you all the way through until 1 o'clock. And if you'd like to get in touch with our show and feel all altruistic... Ladies and gentlemen, 018-789-8899 is the WhatsApp number, Twitter or Instagram. We're at BFM Radio. Of why are we asking people about altruism today?
Because it's good to be altruistic.
That's a very general.
Yes.
Audrey?
I think we're asking because, you know, just based on our discussion yesterday, you know, off air, we're wondering if altruism is...
Alive and well?
Yeah, is alive and well in this day and age. Is it still easy to be altruistic, to be able to pay it forward?
And with our deluge of text, tweets and messages...
It seems not.
TikTok, ladies and gentlemen. It seemed as though altruism is not such of a big deal here in Malaysia. Paying it forward is what we're talking about today. One of the articles we've picked up is from MIT Technology Review, and it's about an experiment that WeChat are running. And technically, I suppose, it's one of the biggest global experiments in altruism. It's something we'll be talking about a little bit later on. Our question for you, though, is from meal donations to mentoring, how are you paying it forward? You know, you may have heard about these people in famous coffee shops who have bought a cup of coffee and they've said, okay, I'll buy that person behind me a cup of coffee as well. That's what we mean by paying it forward. It doesn't have to be something you actually pay for. It can be mentoring. It can be sitting down and helping somebody with something, passing on knowledge, all of that kind of stuff. That is our topic of the day. We'll then be moving on to how the NBA have just drafted AI to find its next superstar.
Yes, this could be one of my favorite stories. All year long.
Yes.
You know, yeah, it's just, it's sports related and it has a feel good factor and it's helping kids out there. I am all for this.
And speaking about helping kids out there, Nomads will be traveling across America to help Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
Not the Amazon, but the company Amazon.
The tech giant
the
Amazon.
Amazon. Okay, let's talk about altruism for a little bit then. So they're running this, WeChat that is, are running this natural experiment in human generosity. So they launched an application called Red Packet that allows users to donate to a group of friends or contacts. So this concept, as you know, is based on the Chinese tradition of the Hongbao, where people give money to friends or relatives as gifts.
Angpao.
So there's a little bit of a twist with this one. So what WeChat does is to not divide the money equally between the recipients. Instead, the money is split randomly. Once the division has taken place, the amount each recipient receives is revealed, and the person with the largest slice of the pie is crowned the luckiest draw recipient.
Okay.
Right? So far, so good. This has made possible an unusual study. Recipients often share their luck by sending a portion of their winnings to other people, i.e. paying it forward. But little is known about this behavior, how it arises, or how people respond to it. For example, do people who receive more money give greater sums away? Today, that changes thanks to the work of Yuan Yuan at MIT and her colleagues. In the first large-scale study of pay-it-forward behavior, they have studied the online behavior of 3.4 million people who have used the WeChat Red Packet application. Their work provides unique insight into a form of a pro-social activity that could have profound implications for society. Quote, a natural experiment is enabled by the randomness in the mechanisms that WeChat uses. The pay-it-forward phenomenon is part of a broader set of cooperative behaviors that have evolved in humans. For many years, the origin of cooperation puzzled behavioral biologists who reasoned that all creatures should act selfishly. So, various studies, though, have showed that cooperative behavior benefits everyone involved. It is summed up by the motto, you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours, right? Pay-it-forward behavior is hard to reconcile with this view, though, since there is no guarantee that the donor will be repaid. Indeed, it could be summed up as, if I scratch your back, will you scratch somebody else's? So research in this area has been hampered by it being very difficult to observe. But the Red Packet app has gathered a huge amount of data involving ordinary people in China in real-life situations between 2015 and up to now. Together, these people distributed 36 million red packets worth 160 million Chinese yuan, equivalent to $24 million. So the question they wanted to ask is whether these people with the red packets, what kind of behavior did they have, and was their behavior infectious? So the answer is that recipients do pass on their good fortune. Our results showed that recipients, on average, paid forward 10.34% of the amount that they received. Mm. The luckiest draw recipients are even more generous. They further found that those with the largest shares in the red packets are 1.5 times more likely to pay it forward than other recipients. I find this fascinating.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, when was the last time you paid it forward?
Well, you know, like I said earlier, I think that it's harder to pay it forward today than it was, you know, maybe back in the day. Mm. We were talking about this yesterday, you know, yesterday afternoon, and I think Jeff mentioned that what he used to do before Touch and Go and Smart Tag became a thing on Malaysian tolls is to, you know, pay for the toll for the car behind you or the cars behind you. And I remember doing that as well. My parents doing that as well, you know. Especially if you're caught in a long traffic crawl, then, you know, it's a little act of, a random act of kindness that you can do for someone that you don't even know. And you know that it will help give them a bit of a lift, right?
Yeah.
So that was how, I mean, I can remember that. Or even like, you know, if you see a friend or someone familiar at a coffee shop, then, you know, just pay for their meal as well when you're paying for yours just before you leave, or paying for drinks for a friend or something like that. But it's more difficult to do that today, I think, you know, than before.
I don't know if it's paying it forward, but you know when you sign up to do sign up for like donations with one of those funds. I'm not going to say which one. So they normally give you like a booklet that's full of coupons that you can use at restaurants or to redeem stuff and all. So what you can do, they say that you can either take it or you can give it to the next person so that they can bundle up on their coupons. Mm. So that was the only time, but that was a long time ago. Mm. I can't remember what happened after that. I actually can't remember when's the last time I paid it forward. Mm. In recent years.
I think the last time I've done it was buying somebody a cup of tea, like Old says, you know, buying somebody a meal, buying somebody lunch, without expecting anything back. You know? Yeah.
I find today it's easier to do things for people that you know. Like, you know, like when we go out for lunch, you know, sometimes we just buy an extra meal or a couple of meals or curry puff or something like that and just leave it on the pantry
table. In fact, Olds, I can remember when you last did it for both me and Arv. You went out and you bought...
I don't know.
What was it?
Indomie?
No. Indomie is probably one, actually, yes.
That's another one, actually.
That's two. We owe it, don't we?
Yeah.
Technically, we owe Audrey. We need to be paying it forward more often, Arv. But we managed to speak to some people as well, and we found out about this cafe that we found out have this scheme where they do this whole pay-forward scheme. They are called Charlie's Cafe. And there's this guy who runs it and owns it. His name is Dasani Tuzan. And we had a bit of a chat with him. Christine had a bit of a chat with him. And she said, she asked him, why did you decide to pay it forward? This is what he said.
We started our cafe in 2015. And this is something that we started probably about 2 to 3 months after we started our social enterprise cafe. And as a social enterprise cafe, we realized that this is one of the easiest programs where we can actually partner with our customer to impact the society. And we saw the program in internet. Yeah, there's this guy selling pizza in New York with a similar concept. So we thought that it's the same that we can extend to our KL friends. And true enough, we just launched just like that.
I think that's probably the first instance that I heard about as well, is the whole pizza parlor incident over in New York. Somebody buying a pizza and then deciding that, you know, they wanted to buy somebody else behind them the pizza, and it just kind of rolled off from one unto the other.
Yeah.
Now, Charlie, of course, or rather Dasani at Charlie's, they did a whole bunch of stuff, and they used these 5 ringgit vouchers for their system. And we wanted to know how that worked.
What we have been doing consistently for the last probably easily 2 to 3 years, we work with Robin Hood Army. Every alternate Monday, what we will prepare pack meals, like the most favorite dish is fried rice with fried chicken. So we use the voucher funds or the paid forward meals funds to get this food prepared every alternate Mondays now with Robin Hood Army. We prepare, we cook, we fry, then Robin Hood Army will come and pick up the food and help us to send to the friends on the street. Occasionally, we have people who walk in who require food. People ask, 5 ringgit in your shop, what can people get, you know? So they'll take a voucher of 5 ringgit, but they can take any meals, even 10 ringgit or 15 ringgit meal, inclusive of a drink. We will not charge them at 15 ringgit, but the 5 ringgit is just an amount that the customer contributes.
Great idea, right? You know, you can go in and you can donate money to their Pay It Forward scheme, and then every other Monday they use that money to give it to other people out on the street or wherever people are coming in, you know, to claim for a meal. We asked them a bunch of other questions as well, but I think we'll save them for after this song that we've got coming up in a minute. Just to go back to that pizza parlor thing, it was a Rosa's Pizza, and the guy's name was Mason Wortman. Thank you, Christine. Now, we'll have a little bit more of a chat with Dasani after the break, of course. We also managed to get in touch with Arthur Chan, who's the Managing Director of Endeavour Malaysia. Of course, they select, mentor and accelerate high-impact entrepreneurs here in Malaysia. They, of course, are also paying it forward in their own specific way, which we'll be talking about very shortly. Mm. We should have some music, though, right? Which will be serving as a reminder, folks, for you guys to pay it forward to us and give us some feedback. 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, Twitter and Instagram. We are at BFM Radio. Music coming up from the Grand Funk Railroad with Some Kind of Wonderful here on BFM 89.9.
Behold freedom, Malaysia. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bites. I'm Rich Bradbury in studio with
Arvind Braj
and Audrey Raj.
With you through until 1 o'clock. We're talking about paying it forward. We're talking about this because it came up in conversation yesterday whilst we were sat having lunch and things. It also came up in an article, which we coincidentally found as well, from the MIT Technology Review about how WeChat are running a natural experiment in human generosity. They have this whole thing called the Red Packet app, the Hongbao, the Angbao, whatever you want to call it, where the red packet was distributed randomly amongst a bunch of people, and some people got paid more money than others. And then they looked at it to see how those people distributed it. And it turned out that the people who won more money were much more generous and around 1.5 times more likely to give away that extra cash, to pay it, thereby paying it forward. So we've asked you guys for some feedback. We've got a little bit. Audrey's got one over on WhatsApp.
Right. So this is from Eddie Chu, who says that he invests in young entrepreneurs with passion for what they do without any payback or official shareholding expectation, and to groom them to succeed. That's how he's paying it forward, giving opportunities to deserving young entrepreneurs. They, in return, would hire people in need as well.
Good idea.
Mm. Yeah.
Are anything over on Twitter?
No.
Okay, well, let's quickly go back to Dasani, who's the owner of Charlie's Cafe. We further asked him about how he mentioned that it was quite easy to do. And why do you think these kinds of paying it forward systems aren't wider spread across Malaysia?
The main thing I would say is the mechanism of doing it, to prepare the meal, then to get a partner to get their food on the street. If they do not have manpower like us, they must get someone to help them to disperse the food, you say. Most F&B will have that challenge, and probably it's cost factor again. Quite recent, we spoken to another group of NGO to channel these resources. Rather than for the homeless on the street, we also will share the resources to provide food for urban poor in PPR in Pantai.
Okay. And then we asked, how much money would you say has gone into this program so far, and how successful overall would you say it's been?
Offhand, I would say, let's say, now it's coming to 4 years, a few thousand ringgit easily, I think 3,000-4,000 minimum. Occasionally, we have some people who have been consistent customers with us, I mean regular customers. Every time they come, maybe like we got this guy who will come for Sarawak Laksa, and every time they come for their Sarawak Laksa, they'll buy 2 vouchers. And random, we do have people who will just walk in and they say, you still do your paid forward? You say, yes. Can I contribute? So they'll give X amount to us. And yeah, even we ran out of vouchers, we'll still continue to do the paid forward. It's our commitment in Charlie's Cafe.
There you go then. That was Dasani Tuzan. He's the owner of Charlie's Cafe. If you want to help them out and pay a little bit forward, they are located at Jalan Bukit Desa 5 in Taman Bukit Desa. Right, so not only did we manage to speak to Dasani, we spoke to Arthur Chan, who is the Managing Director of Endeavour Malaysia, and we asked him how does... it was very similar to what your message said.
What
about
Eddie Chu said, yeah.
So we asked, how does Endeavour implement paying it forward?
We search, select, and grow the high-impact entrepreneurs in each of the respective countries that we are in. We are currently in 34 markets across the globe. we want to find these high impact entrepreneurs with the belief that they can actually make an impact in their ecosystem itself to actually build the economy of the country. So in order to do that, we usually approach mentors who are industry leaders and also successful entrepreneurs itself to actually kind of pay it forward. So they would basically give the time and their expertise and their experience to these entrepreneurs, these high impact entrepreneurs itself. It's important to actually have an understanding between the entrepreneur and also the mentor that they have certain characteristics in terms of the belief in paying back as well in the future, with the whole understanding of they will actually do the same when they become successful in their own respective rights as well. One example would be Ching from iMoney. Ching was actually selected as an Endeavor entrepreneur. Ching has been giving back in terms of mentoring other younger entrepreneurs as well in the ecosystem as well.
It's very nice of them.
Yeah,
don't we
think?
It is.
Yeah.
And many of like the entrepreneurs that we've spoken to on Open for Business have also suggested that, you know, once they've had that experience of being mentored, you know, that genuine, what's it called? Appreciation for someone sharing that knowledge with you and helping you with your business, they would then want to do that for other entrepreneurs, young entrepreneurs, upcoming businesses as well. You know, so it's something that we see across the board. Once you've felt that appreciation for being mentored and all that help that you receive, the assistance you receive, you want to pay it forward then.
Okay, so I'm going to be that guy.
He's always that guy. Don't say I'm going to be that guy.
Why is WeChat doing this? Like,
why?
That was my biggest question. Like, why?
You've been waiting.
I know the experiment is deceived. You know, people have, you know, people like, you know, if they would pay it forward, if, you know, they would like sort of pay for the next person, what would they do if they had like, you know, an extra amount of cash or whatever. But why are they doing this? As a tech giant, as a tech company that needs like data and understanding of their users, why is WeChat doing this?
Okay, there's two ways of looking at this. There is the way that you want to look at it and be cynical and say this company is cold-hearted and they're just trying to collect data off these people.
Or, I'm saying it's a machine.
Or you can look over to our Twitter and our response on there is from Bosku. I don't think it's the Bosku, but it says, in Chinese culture, for receivers of winnings or a windfall or wealth, it is better to share so that your luck continues.
Yeah, you just want to keep that momentum going.
Come on then, Arvin.
The momentum going?
Come on then, Arvin.
Yeah. Okay.
I guess it also helps.
Do you see how the tone of his voice has changed to that?
No, it's fine. It's completely fine. I'm just saying that, you know, if you are a tech company, that then you need data from people.
Correct.
You need to run experiments to get that data from your people.
That is
so,
correct.
So, you know,
also.
It's all fine. It's all nice that, you know, they're paying it forward and stuff, but someone's paying WeChat forward as well.
So you are suggesting that their altruism is not genuine?
It could be completely genuine. I'm saying that they are getting something in return.
Right.
And I don't know what that is yet.
Don't we all do that though when we are being slightly altruistic?
That feel-good factor?
Correct.
Is that what you're talking about?
Maybe. I'm just going to say that WeChat feels good about it.
They do.
Yeah, they're happy.
At the bare minimum.
Do you want to jump in here?
I can see what Arvin is trying to say.
Of course.
You know, everyone will then be using the WeChat super app in order to pay it forward in one way or another. So either by, you know, sharing posts or, you know, dropping someone else a message or sending those ang paos. So I guess, you know, WeChat kind of wins as well.
Mm-hmm.
I also want to say that I'm the kind of person who, if I get a free coffee or something, I'll be like, well, what's in this coffee? Like why? You know, like who did this? You know, like, who's out to get me or something? But so, you know, maybe it's that kind of like mentality. I don't know. But, you know, I'm just trying to figure out like how this works. It can't be like 100% as a social experiment. So that's my angle. Like maybe in the weeks to come, we'll find out why they're doing it. But for me, that'll be more interesting to find out what this experiment gives them.
Okay. On that note, today I started using I signed up for and received a new e-wallet with a card. You know, if you know what it is, it's BigPay, right?
Yep.
I'll tell you there and then. What they do, they offer, you know, so if you sign up for it, I can send you a referral code. And with that referral code, you get 10 ringgit in your wallet and I get 10 ringgit in my wallet. So in technically, I'm being altruistic, but also slightly selfish, you know?
Because you get something in return.
Because I get something in return.
So it's not a paid forward.
Is it not?
It's a paid both ways.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Mm. Mm.
I'm going to have to sit on that and have a think about it over the break. Let me know what you think, folks. 018-789-8899. Get us on Twitter or Instagram. We are at BFM Radio, of course, on Twitter as well. We're playing with your oxytocin levels and your serotonin levels by paying it forward. Let us know. I'm going to take a short break now from the Beatles with Good Day Sunshine here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.